Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, there's a lot of breaking news today on the show, that's for sure. It's a breaking news kind of day. I tell you what, man. That's why I love afternoon drive. I really do, because everything happens in the afternoon. Everything happens in the afternoon. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'm going to send you this. Matt DeSantis has just broke at 6:01 p.m. And I will play it on the show in just a moment here. We'll send it to you now and we'll play it in a second. But I'll give you a quick recount update, which led to why I'm going to be playing this clip in just a moment. McCormick campaign recount update. 702,000 votes have been counted so far. 16 counties have finished their recounts. McCormick gained seven votes. He actually gained votes, which led to this video being released on social media during the break at 6:01 p.m. today from the Democrat running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, Bob Casey Jr., otherwise known as the Lesser Casey. Excuse me. And this is what he said. Take a listen.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate. As the first count of ballots is completed, Pennsylvanians can move forward with the knowledge that their voices were heard, whether their vote was the first to be counted or the last. This race was one of the closest in our Commonwealth's history, decided by less than a quarter of a point. I'm grateful to the thousands of people who worked to make sure that every eligible vote cast could be counted, including election officials in all 67 counties. When a Pennsylvanian takes the time to cast a legal vote, often waiting in long lines and taking time away from their work and family, they deserve to know that their vote will count. That's democracy. I'm proud of the work we've done since Election Day to enfranchise voters across the state, no matter whom they voted for, and to ensure that the democratic process could unfold. In just a few days, we built an organization of 350 staff across the state, joined by more than 1,000 volunteers who helped more than 6,000 Pennsylvania voters make a plan to fix small issues.
God, even his concession speech
so
is boring.
Would be counted. From the 100-year-old woman in Butler County who voted in every election since she was eligible, to the 19-year-old in Montgomery County who cast her ballot for the very first time, we made sure those voices were heard.
He's
and we stood
so
up against efforts
boring.
To silence and disenfranchise voters in every corner of the Commonwealth. Thanks to our work in the courts, nearly 1,000 eligible voters in Philadelphia will have their votes counted despite efforts to throw them out.
Sorry, just fell asleep.
This work mattered, and I'm grateful to the many people who helped with this effort. As you know, no public official serves alone. And I've been blessed by the love and support of my wife, Therese, and our daughters, Elise, Caroline, Julia, and Marina, all these years. I especially want to thank my campaign manager, Tiernan Donahue, our campaign staff, and our supporters for all
I can't. I'm literally falling asleep. I can't keep listening to this. And people are going to be falling asleep driving right now. It's rush hour. The roads are packed. People are going to be falling asleep. So I can't keep playing it. I'm literally falling asleep right now in the studio. He is so boring. My God. Even conceding, Casey's boring. Even conceding. Well, congratulations for the 10th time to Dave McCormick, United States Senator-elect Dave McCormick. This was never going anywhere. Like I told Carly Shimkus on Fox News, there was never, ever, ever going to be a way that Bob Casey was going to win this. They were never going to be able to steal it. They were never going to be able to cheat. They were never going to be able to lie. They tried, but the vote total was too insurmountable. They did try. Didn't stop him from trying, though. In fact, since he conceded, this is a good time to remind you of what the Bucks County Board of Commissioner Chair Diane Ellis Marseglia, when she apologized for voting to violate Pennsylvania election law, but blamed it on Roe v. Wade. Yes, this happened in the meeting yesterday, and I know I played this, and it's gone viral, this clip, but I can't get enough of this lunatic. She is the worst. Cut number one.
I apologize, and I will continue to work hard for you and endeavor to not make such a mistake again. I will also clarify one more thing. When I inartfully spoke and used the word precedent when I was talking about provisional ballots, I was referring to the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has been lost on many issues, including Roe versus Wade. If you would just bear with me for one more minute. Unfortunately, I took my frustration out on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, many of whom are friends of mine and who I respect and whose decisions are complicated, difficult, and important. We are all going to learn lessons from this new media landscape, and most of all, I am. I am a small fish in this big pond. I do not have a megaphone on Twitter or CNN, or I am not a Secretary of State. I don't run a presidential campaign. This is the only opportunity I have had to set the record straight. Thank you for listening to me. Today is the only chance I have to stop the snowballing, and I don't really think I could apologize anymore, but I am truthfully sorry. And now our first public comment.
It's the Supreme Court's fault, and I just took it out on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court because of what the Supreme Court did with Roe v. Wade. Our buddy Meg Brock posted this clip. This is a flashback to August of 2022, Bucks County locals who raised election integrity concerns for years. They raised concerns about Bucks County and election integrity. This is Diane Ellis Marseglia, who had voted to violate Pennsylvania election law and then blamed it, of course, on Roe v. Wade somehow. Back then, telling everybody there's no election fraud anywhere, ever, ever, anywhere, ever, 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 ever. Cut two.
Also, I'm just a little, I guess, flabbergasted with the fact that we are sitting here and hearing lots of conspiracy theories. And it isn't healthy for people to listen to conspiracy theories. It confuses people. Vaccines don't kill people. Our election is safe. And I worry that people don't understand about...
Excuse me.
I worry if people don't even understand levels of government. There's 54 municipalities here. We are not a municipality. We don't give out parking tickets. And yes, we have two huge parking garages at either end of Broad Street. But you need to study government a little before you start coming out with all kinds of conspiracy theories, because it's very, very dangerous. Our free and fair elections are the cornerstone of our democracy. And we have taken this very seriously for many, many years. It is a nonpartisan thing. There has been no fraud found, period. Not anywhere in the United States. Thank you.
God, she's nuts. Well, that's the breaking news. The lesser Casey has finally conceded to Senator-elect Dave McCormick. And I just tweeted out, congratulations, comma, again, comma, to PA Senator-elect Dave McCormick, PA, now that the lesser Casey has finally conceded. There you go. That is the big story brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. This is amazing here. So Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, no relation to Fidel Castro, allegedly, even though he looks just like him and his mother was a swinger and played Naked Twister with him and probably had sex with him and got knocked up by Fidel Castro and then had Justin. But apparently there's no relation, I'm told, Matt DeSantis. Is that correct?
No, we here at the Rich Zioli Show believe that Justin Trudeau's father is Pierre Trudeau.
Right. Allegedly. But his mom played Naked Twister and got knocked up by Fidel and then Justin was born. But that. Also that.
We can't confirm those rumors either.
those rumors are unfounded. He bears a striking resemblance to the man, though. But anyway, even little Justin, is now reducing the number of immigrants coming into Canada, admitting that mistakes were made. Yes! I wonder if he'll deport everybody to Cuba. He loves it down there. He loves the food, he loves the culture, because he is Cuban. Cut 17.
But some saw that as an opportunity to profit, to game the system. We've seen way too many large corporations doing this.
The government says the program has been used to get around hiring Canadian workers in some instances.
Far too many colleges and universities used international students to raise their bottom line.
There are the diploma equivalent of puppy mills that are just churning out diplomas. There is fraud and abuse, and it needs to end.
Because they could charge these students tens of thousands of dollars more for the same degree. And then there are really bad actors who outright exploit people, who target vulnerable immigrants with promises of jobs, diplomas, and easy pathways to citizenship, promises that would never come true. Looking back, when the post-pandemic boom cooled and businesses no longer needed the additional labor help, as a federal team, we could have acted quicker and turned off the taps faster.
Now it is time to make the adjustments to stabilize the immigration system that we need and get it working right for Canadians for right now.
Immigration is primarily a federal job. We have the levers to rein it in, so we are.
This is a big change, a major cut to immigration.
Wow.
Reducing permanent immigration levels by at least 20%. New string of measures to clamp down on temporary immigrants.
That means a decrease in international students, temporary foreign workers.
Canada's new immigration plan is straightforward. Lower the number of new immigrants coming into Canada, both temporary and permanent.
There you go. Look at that. The other big story is that Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as the Attorney General nominee. Now, there was a story about a hacker who is said to have gained access to a file with damaging testimony about Matt Gaetz. It was a computer file, said it contained testimony from the woman who said she had sex with Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz came out and said basically that he didn't want to be a distraction for the administration. And future President Donald Trump put out a statement. And in the statement today, he thanked Matt Gaetz. He said, I greatly appreciate the recent efforts of Matt Gaetz in seeking approval to be Attorney General. He was doing very well, but at the same time, did not want to be a distraction for the administration, for which he has much respect. Matt has a wonderful future, and I look forward to watching all the great things he will do. Okay? Now, he also announced the ambassador to Canada is going to be former Congressman Pete Hoekstra has been nominated to the United States to serve as ambassador to Canada. He will have to deal with little Justin Trudeau, obviously, as a part of that. This unidentified hacker said to have gained access to a computer file shared in a secure link among lawyers whose clients have given damaging testimony related to Matt Gaetz, the former Florida congressman who was president-elect, was the choice, obviously, to be attorney general. The file of 24 exhibits is said to include sworn testimony by a woman who said she had sex with Mr. Gates in 2017 when she was 17, as well as corroborating testimony by a second woman who said that she witnessed the encounter. The information was downloaded by a person using the name Altum Beasley at 1:23 p.m. on Monday, according to the person who was not authorized to speak publicly. A lawyer connected to the case sent an email to the address associated with Altman Beasley, only to be informed in an automated reply that the reply does not exist. The material does not appear to have been made public by the hacker. The documents include information that is under seal with the Justice Department, which investigated Gates but did not file charges, and the House Ethics Committee, which has completed its own inquiry into the former congressman. But the hack trove of documents stems from an altogether different source, a civil suit being pursued by a friend of Mr. Gates's, Christopher Dorworth, a Florida businessman. Mr. Dorworth filed a suit against both the woman who says she had sex with Mr. Gates when she was a minor and Joel Greenberg, an erstwhile ally of Matt Gates, who was serving an 11-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to federal sex trafficking charges involving the woman. So that was a defamation issue going on here and everything. The bottom line is this. Matt Gates is a disruptor, and Matt Gates was going to go in there and disrupt. And they want to stop the disruptor. So they have something on everybody, and this is what they had on him. Okay? And it was not going to get confirmed because four Republican senators were not going to go along with this. My concern at this point, as I've been saying throughout the show, is I'm concerned about Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm concerned about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm concerned that they're going to say Tulsi's a Russian asset, Russian agent. They've been saying that. They keep saying that over and over again. And they're going to say Bobby Kennedy is anti-vaccine. He's going to bring back smallpox. He's going to bring back polio. He's going to kill everybody. And really what those things are, of course, are red herrings. With Tulsi, it's because they do not want somebody who is against the intelligence community spying on the American people. They don't want that person having the ear of the president, letting the president know about all the extent to which the United States intelligence community, the deep state, spies on its citizens, tries to keep us all in check. And they don't want Bobby Kennedy challenging big food and big pharma. And these sacred cows have a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of money is spent lining the pockets of politicians for their campaigns and personally as well. Stock prices, and then a lot of these politicians, they want to go on, sit on the board of a company, the board of a weapons manufacturer, get a big cushy. You know, some of these corporate board seats, they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and you do nothing. You go to meetings every now and then. You're on the board. If you get a board seat on a big company, you get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and you do nothing. But these people don't want to risk that gravy train for themselves or being hired as a lobbyist or a lawyer or something else. So my concern is that these four Republicans, this new guy out of Utah, McConnell, Murkowski, Collins, they're going to stop Kennedy and they're going to stop Tulsi, too. They got something on everybody. Just a matter of what they use and what they choose not to use. That's the bottom line. They were never going to let Gates anywhere near that Justice Department because they do not want people telling the truth about what took place there. The spying and the efforts to weaponize the Justice Department against the American people, against Donald Trump. They don't want any of that coming out. That's the bottom line. We have to be very concerned about these Republicans going forward. Very concerned. And there's a lot of them who do not want Tulsi in there, and they don't want Kennedy in there either. And even Hegseth, they don't want him because he's not a Pentagon guy. So that's why the allegation surfaced about Hegseth and a sexual encounter. There's something about everybody. But whether it's true or not, I don't know. All I know is that they've got a way to get everybody. And this hacking story is a great reminder of why you need to use a VPN whenever you're online. Whenever you're online, you need to use a protected VPN from DuckDuckGo. That's why you need Privacy Pro. There are hackers out there, scammers out there, and people compiling your data for all kinds of different reasons. What I want you to do is sign up for Privacy Pro today so that your data is always secure. Right now, for example, I've got my DuckDuckGo VPN on right now. I always have it on. And so all my data is encrypted. My Wi-Fi provider here at Odyssey, they can't see what I'm doing. And the hackers and the scammers, I'm protected from them. But it's a 3-in-1 privacy solution. So it also includes personal data removal. Data about you, your home address, phone number, any of that stuff, emails gone. It also includes identity theft restoration. If, God forbid, somebody ever steals your identity, DuckDuckGo is going to fight to get it back for you as well. All that, $10 a month, and you get a 7-day free trial to see how easy it is to set up on your phone, your laptop, It's a piece of cake to use, but it is essential in this day and age to use it. Hackers and scammers, and you are the product, and they're selling your data all the time. So protect it. And also, too, do you want to be looking up things knowing that someday in the future, someone could compile all that, use it to, I don't know, rate you with insurance or who knows, right? Point is this, keep your browsing private all the time with DuckDuckGo's VPN. 3-in-1 privacy solution, Privacy Pro. $10 a month, you get the VPN, you get the personal identity theft restoration, and you get the personal data removal. It's a no-brainer. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210, DuckDuckGo.com/1210, and sign up today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, on the way out the door, in addition to possibly causing World War III with the escalation in Russia right now, Biden is also looking to boost green energy projects to the tune of $25 billion. On the way out the door, the Department of Energy doing that. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The breaking news is that the lesser Casey has finally conceded in the race against Dave McCormick after the recount to nowhere was going nowhere. In fact, McCormick gained votes. So he's officially out. The race is officially over. And Dave McCormick is, again, Senator-elect Dave McCormick. He always was. This whole thing was stupid. He never had a chance of ever actually winning. You know the big loser in all this is, though, in my opinion? My opinion, the big loser in all of this, in my opinion, is Josh Shapiro. Governor Josh Shapiro. Because the entire time that this was going on, he stood around and said nothing. He gave mealy-mouth support to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling. He gave mealy-mouth support to the Bucks County commissioners. And I think he looks like a total loser in all this. I really do. The Department of Energy is racing to close $25 billion in pending loans to businesses building major clean energy projects across the country. The push is one of Biden's last chances to cement his climate legacy before President-elect Donald Trump takes office next year, under the promise of shredding Democratic spending programs. The department's Loan Programs Office emerged as one of Biden's most potentially powerful tools for greening the economy, making billion-dollar deals to restart a nuclear power plant in Michigan, fund lithium mining in Nevada, and build factories for churning out electric vehicle components in Ohio and Tennessee. But it faces an uncertain future under Trump, who is president-backed only one project under the program and proposed slashing the office's budget. And Trump's recent pick to lead the Department of Energy, Chris Wright, is a fracking executive who has criticized the use of large government subsidies and mandates. This sets up a high-wire act in the closing weeks of Biden's presidency, both for DOE and for energy companies seeking a financial lifeline from Washington, including a $9.2 billion loan for an EV battery project in Kentucky and Tennessee, a $1.5 billion guarantee for sustainable aviation fuel in South Dakota, and $1 billion for electric vehicle charging infrastructure nationwide. There's nothing like seeing your own coffin to get you moving faster, said Andy Marsh, president and CEO of the hydrogen company Plug Power, which hopes to close a $1.7 billion loan from the Department of Energy. So that stuff is happening right now. Now, speaking of all this waste, Doge, I'm actually going to start doing a Doge podcast. Doge is exciting. I'm very, very excited about this. And remember, neither Elon Musk nor Vivek Ramaswamy need Senate confirmation to do what they're doing with Doge, because all they can do really is make recommendations. But Vivek just announced that he is going to be pausing his own weekly podcast to launch a new show with Elon called Dogecast, which they said they'll use to give regular updates on their cost-cutting. Oh, and look, Trump just nominated Pam Bondi for attorney general. Look at that. Trump nominated Pam Bondi, our buddy. Wow, that's huge. I have her cell phone number. I have the cell phone number of the next attorney general of the United States of America. Look at that. That's outstanding. Wow. Cool. Look at that. You hear that, Matt DeSantis?
It's nice that we know her well.
We do know her well. I have her cell phone number. Look at that.
I have it also.
My gosh.
We can both text her. We can beg her to come on the show.
Don't text the Attorney General nominee, Pam Bondi.
She probably will be excited to hear from
me. She's having a busy night. She's getting texts from everybody. She doesn't want to text from you right now, of all people.
She's waiting to hear from me.
Oh, she doesn't care. She doesn't want to hear from you, Matt DeSantis. She's going to block your number in a heartbeat. Wow. I did a call with Pam Bondi. I did an event with Pam Bondi in Pennsylvania, and I was on the call with Linda Kearns with Pam Bondi, with all of our great volunteers who signed up to be poll watchers. So that's pretty cool. I feel like it's a win for Linda Kearns. Let's call Linda and take a victory lap. Is she around? Want
to
call her?
You want me to text her?
Yeah, text her, see if she's around. That's cool. Right. Let's do that. That's great. I'm excited for that. That's great. I'm a big fan of Pam Bondi. Very, very big fan of Pam Bondi. I like, she's a sweetheart. Really, really nice, kind person. Like, genuinely kind. Like, so Linda had put us on a text message chain together before we did that call together, and Pam was just so gracious and kind, and she said, "You are both amazing. Praying for this debate to go well tonight." She was just wonderful. She said, and she was really, really happy to come on the show. So what a nice person. She's a great attorney. She was the Attorney General of Florida, of course, very close to President Trump. And look, I imagine the next thing we'll hear is that Pam Bondi's an election denier. I'm sure they'll bring that up about her and they'll attack her on that. And, you know, the question again is these four Republican senators, McConnell, Murkowski, Collins, and this jackass from Utah, this new guy. And we'll see. You know, I mean, I'm frustrated by the fact that the moderate, fake, rhino, neoconservative wing of the party still has so much sway, even though Donald Trump won a mandate and a landslide. It really frustrates me in a big, big way. But that's the other breaking news. So two big breaking news this 6 o'clock hour on the show. That's why we're grateful to be an afternoon drive, even though it's never ending. Lester Casey conceding to Dave McCormick and Pam Bondi being nominated for Attorney General of the United States by President-elect Donald Trump. So that's cool. Really, really cool stuff. I just want to see if I can find the Truth Social statement by President Trump on. And I was just on Truth Social 2 seconds ago. Here we go. I am proud to announce former Attorney General of the great state of Florida, Pam Bondi, as our next Attorney General of the United States. Pam was a prosecutor for nearly 20 years. Where she was very tough on violent criminals and made the streets safe for Florida families. Then as Florida's first female attorney general, she worked to stop the trafficking of deadly drugs and reduce the tragedy of fentanyl overdose deaths, which have destroyed many families across our country. She did such an incredible job that I asked her to serve on our Opioid and Drug Abuse Commission during my first term. We saved many lives. For too long, the partisan Department of Justice has been weaponized against me and other Republicans. Not anymore. Pam will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. I have known Pam for many years. She is smart and tough and is an America First fighter who will do a terrific job as Attorney General. That's a big freaking deal. I wonder if I can get a tour of the FBI now when I take my kids to Washington. Hey, Linda Kearns, congratulations on two things, the recount, Lester Casey conceding, and your buddy, Pam Bondi, Attorney General. Look at that.
Yeah, I already know what's going to happen. It's probably the same thing that you did with my mother. My mother now loves you more than she loves me, so I introduced you to Pam, so now you'll probably be her best buddy, and she'll forget about me. I already know that's going to happen, Rich. My future is totally laid out. So.
I was texting with the next Attorney General of the United States. Like, that's pretty cool.
There you go. No, I mean, When I saw that Matt Gaetz took himself out of the running, my first thought was, oh, my heavens, I hope it is Pam Bondi. I hope it is Pam Bondi. And here we are. So I think that President Trump made an excellent choice. I think she will be absolutely excellent in this role. I met Pam in 2020 during the debacle that was the election here, and we've stayed friends ever since. And I am absolutely undividedly thrilled for her.
Yeah, me too. And it was really nice of you to reintroduce us because we had she'd come on my my show a few times during the 2020 election, and then we kind of lost touch, and you reintroduced us, and we were at the Union League together, and then, of course, you put us on those calls together with all your volunteers, all the great poll watchers and everybody else and the lawyers, and that was fun. So thank you for reintroducing us, and then she came on the show a bunch of times during the election, too. She worked really hard in Pennsylvania. She helped deliver Pennsylvania for President Trump.
She absolutely did. She was out campaigning tirelessly for President Trump, and I'm sure he appreciates that. But I think that he nominated her because she is absolutely undividedly the best person for the job. And I think that that's what he felt with all of his nominations, and I'm really excited for his presidency.
Me too. I really am. And so the lesser Casey is finally conceded after McCormick gained votes during the recount.
Right. But the recount in Philly is not quite over. And I think we're just going to have to see this through. It's not like it can just end right away. But I think this taught us a lot, or maybe reaffirmed what we thought about Democrats, because, you know, his last act in office was to cost us a lot of money. And that's why he lost to this race, because that's how Democrats are. And, you know, like I've said to you before, I never saw so much of him as I did, you know, during this whole recount process. He was really out and about. He should have done that when he was a senator.
Yeah, that's a great point, though, right? Is a Democrat going out the door and costing the taxpayers $1 million in this recount cost? That's a really great observation.
Not only costing us money, but I constantly get emails from both Senator Casey's office and John Fetterman asking me to donate to this recount effort.
Yep.
So they're not only taking my money as a taxpayer, they're asking me to pay more. And I really feel bad for all of the Americans who may have fallen for that. Like we're preparing for Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving that is going to cost more than it did last year, thanks to, you know, the Biden-Harris administration. And to ask us to donate money to and send us emails that say, you know, Senator Casey still has a chance, this race is very close, when everyone knew that it wasn't.
It wasn't. You're right. It was a waste of time. And he wasn't paying for the recount. So why did he need to raise money for the recount if he wasn't paying for it?
That's the problem with these politicians. They're spending other people's money. But I think that we elected a president, and he's going to appoint people to his administration that are going to be very careful with our money. And that's a big reason why I am a conservative. And that's a big reason why I work so hard to get this administration elected.
Well, congrats, buddy. It's a good night for us tonight. And I'm happy for Pam Bondi. I'm happy for Dave McCormick, and happy for you, Linda Kearns. And thank you, as always, for being a rock star and crushing it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, Rich, you know, I'm not too happy with you, because my mom just advised me that I'm going to be sitting on a card table out in the garage so she can make room for you and your family. It is ridiculous.
I'm invited to Thanksgiving. The current Thanksgiving. I got the invite. This is huge.
I appreciate you congratulating me on the work I did on this election, but she still thinks my greatest accomplishment in life is being on your show.
Well, so, you can let her know I'll be back on Jimmy's show on December 7th, Saturday night, so she can tune into that, okay?
She absolutely will. And
Mama
again,
Kearns.
You know, I've said this before, Rich,
yeah,
but, you know, you should mention Fox News a little more on your program.
I
don't think every single person who listens to you.
I got to do a better job of self-promotion.
Yeah, working it into the conversation. You're so subtle, Rich. Don't be subtle. Just put it all out there. Tell everyone. I'm on Fox News.
So I got to share this with you. So Sonny is the head chef at Urban Farmer in Philadelphia, right? And he's a great guy. And he was at the event with Politics and Pints with Jimmy Failla. And then he sent me, I was going to go there for dinner at Urban Farmer. The food there is amazing. He sent me a picture of the burgers that they make. And this is what he said. I'm going to read you this quote. "We serve our burgers on a husky English muffin that we make here. I do have brioche buns for DeSantis and the other betas." That's what he said. Bravo to Sonny. Look at that.
That's great. By the way, DeSantis is not invited to Thanksgiving.
No, he's dead to you, and he's dead to Pam Bondi. And by the way, tell Pam Bondi to get a restraining order against DeSantis. He's threatening to text her.
No, I'm not going to text her.
That'll be her first act. That'll be her first act as Attorney General, getting a restraining order against DeSantis. Hey, maybe she can add me into that one too, because, you know, I'm anti-DeSantis now.
I can't come to Thanksgiving.
No, absolutely not. I like Justin, though. He seems totally on the ball. Like, I think I like Justin, so.
Justin's fantastic. Justin, Team Justin all the way for the win.
Let's go.
See that? Team Justin.
Matt, I don't know. I think you or your parents or whoever paid for your education should go to Harvard, knock on the door, and say, look, I really need a refund.
I wish.
Best part of the 2024 election cycle was Linda Kearns turning on Matt DeSantis. This is the greatest. All right, buddy, we got to run. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, bye. Greg, I got 30 seconds, but you have to make an excellent point, so go ahead, make it.
Yeah, well, Rich, I'm very proud, and so are the listeners. You're going to make it through a whole show. I feel that you've done a nice job, you know what I mean? You should be complimented.
What do you mean I'm going to make it through a whole show? What do you mean?
Yesterday you got cut off for 30 minutes.
Oh, right. Yeah, we got bumped for basketball. Yeah, I hate when that happens.
And I know you were disgusted. We can hear the disdain and the disgust. But Linda, let me tell you something. Linda Kearns is one of your listeners. I just told Justin exactly what she was doing. She breaks balls like the rest of us.
Yeah.
She is unbelievable. And DeSantis isn't even making the kids' table. You know what I mean? He's not even invited. Justin's at the kids' table. Now he's in because it's the first year. Now you're at the head table.
That's
good job,
great.
DeSantis. Kentucky Fried Chicken still open on Thanksgiving, brother. You can get as close to turkey as you're going to get an invitation.
Thank you, Greg.
Have a good night.
All right, buddy. He actually called to say he thought Trump didn't like smart, intelligent women, to be surrounded by smart, intelligent women with the nomination of Pam Bondi, which is a great observation, of course, that idiot Mark Cuban saying that. All right, quick break, but I want to tell you about Garden State Earthworks, because winter is on its way, which means that if you have any water problems in your backyard, better deal with them now. Winter is coming, and water is going to freeze and thaw around your property and into your foundation, and that's when the worst damage will happen. Look, I used to worry about water problems, but then Garden State Earthworks solved my problem for good. They are your drainage solution. When we had our wet basement, it was caused by excess outside stagnant water. We called Garden State Earthworks, and they assured us, drain the water away once and for all, and that's what they'll do for you. So call the guy I trust, that's Lou Vargo at Garden State Earthworks, 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444, or GardenStateEarthworks.com. You will really appreciate the efforts of Lou Vargo. He's a man of his word, and he gets the job done. And water problems never get better on their own, so you got to deal with it. And even though he's super busy this time of year because he's the best at what he does, if you call him and tell him I sent you, he'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, so big breaking news hour. It started off with the Lester Casey conceding the race to Dave McCormick, finally, and putting out a very boring video statement, which we played and probably put you to sleep on your ride home. But the Lester Casey finally conceding in the race for United States Senate. And then President-elect Donald Trump nominating Pam Bondi to be the Attorney General of the United States of America, or as the Fox News Chiron says, Trump taps Bondi for Attorney General. I don't know if I agree with that language right there, but nevertheless, he has nominated Bondi for Attorney General, and I think she'll be okay. I really do. She should be okay, I would imagine. But again, I it's hard to predict with these four Republican senators. The two that I'm worried about, the two nominees I'm worried about, as I've been saying throughout the show today, are Gabbard and Kennedy. Because I just have a hard time believing Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and that new guy from Utah are going to go along with it. Because, you know, that's the swamp. And the swamp doesn't want Kennedy getting in there and busting up the power of big pharma and big food. And they do not want somebody who asks questions about science and medical data. And they certainly don't want somebody as DNI director, Director of National Intelligence, who will tell the president about how the intelligence community is spying on the American people. So they are going to oppose those two nominees. I have a feeling it's going to be a very big battle. And I just, my gut tells me it's problematic. And we should also be very concerned about Biden's escalation in Ukraine with these long range missiles that are being fired directly into Russia, into Moscow. We'll talk more about that tomorrow with our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates. Have a great night. Thank you for listening to the show. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.